Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's up? It's Loud and Local here on The Rock. And right now in studio, I have a band called Fishy Mushroom. They gave me a pink t-shirt that says, "Let's Get Juicy" on the back. Fishy Mushroom from Tacoma. How you guys doing?
Fantastic,
man. So great.
All right, let's go around the room. Tell us what your name is and what you do in Fishy Mushroom.
My name is Corey Ward. I play guitar and do some vocals, I guess you could call them.
Okay.
Basically.
Nice.
Frank Kottner, I play bass and also do some vocals.
Johnny Myrick, I play drums, do some vocals, and write all of our lyrics.
All of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Them, pretty much. They help with like a word or two.
Are you guys missing anyone, or are you guys a three-piece?
Three-piece.
Okay.
Three-piece, yep.
Power trio. Nice. Okay, so full disclosure, they arrived yesterday in the studio. They came here. So at a Circle Pit swap meet, something that I put together, it's like a flea market that I put on at El Corazon. It's about two or three times a year. Talk with Frank, and was like, hey, man, let's set up an interview. And I totally blanked, and they showed up on time, and I wasn't here. So they drove from Tacoma two nights in a row, so let's make it worth it. Okay, guys?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks, guys.
Stuff happens, man.
I owe you
it's
gas money. So tell me, what's the name Fishy Mushroom? Who came up with the name Fishy Mushroom?
Well, I mean, it's right there in the logo. I mean, if you look at the shirt, you can really just gather everything that you need just from right there, you know?
Yeah, all the details are just right in the logo. You can't miss it.
Yeah, the logo came with the name, so that's just how we came up with it.
But for real, though, there is an actual story. I think okay. Frank was at work one day.
Lunchroom or something?
I was at work with one of my coworkers. They got some Thai food or something, and they were like, you know, the mushrooms in here smell kind of fishy. And I'm like, you know, Fishy Mushroom, that's a cool name for a punk band, and that's just where it came from.
Yep. Nice, dude.
Yeah.
So how did this project get started? Who was the, you know, mad mastermind behind it?
I think it was kind of all three of us. We all played in a band before together,
yeah.
And that band kind of fell apart.
What was that band?
The name of that band was The Thorium Switch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a tongue-in-cheek, not really taking anything seriously crossover thrash punk band.
Yep, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and then that went to hell in a handbasket,
mm-hmm.
And we always wanted to sort of do something like that again. And the three of us are in another band, Hellas, together.
Okay.
So yeah. We were at practice for that one day, and Frank brought the name up, and the three of us just sort of decided that we were going to give it a go.
Yeah,
so.
Well, and to top on that, like COVID happened right after we started talking about doing this, and the other two members, one of them had a family and didn't want to be around anybody at all, and the other guy liked to party a lot, so we didn't really... You know, do a whole lot of practice.
Yeah, we didn't want to be around him a lot. So
we didn't really do a whole lot during COVID. So Fishy Mushroom, just the three of us got together and just, you know, had a lot of time to write and do stuff. And because everything we do is so simple and basic, we just kind of vomited a massive amount of material.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got that first EP of ours, you know, written, recorded, all... pretty much during COVID.
Yeah, I think,
so,
I think it took like a total of 6 months to have it all done and recorded.
Yeah. Wow.
And we just put it out.
Yourself? Did it yourselves?
Yep. We tracked all ourselves. We sent it off to our buddy, what's his last name? Corey Halstead?
Halstead, yeah.
Yeah.
Corey Halstead. He did
Decentric
our
Audio.
Decentric Audio. He did the mixing and mastering for us, but we did all the tracking in
awesome.
Corey's basement here because he's got tons of gear.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Don't tell anyone.
Well, I'm kind of bummed out that I didn't get your good band and I asked the band to come up.
You know? Well, that's okay. We're not.
It's a lot easier to get three of us in a room together than it is to get five of us.
Okay.
So,
all right. Cool.
Yeah, this works out a lot better.
Nice. Okay. So you guys did some live streaming during the COVID. You guys did kind of like little podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. We just did random weekly Q&As. We asked people to send us messages, and sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. But we just figured, since we were a new band and we weren't able to get out and actually, it's just good to have some type of content out there. Mm-hmm. So, and it really actually got a lot of traction for us.
That's
so,
awesome.
Like, a lot of, we got, what?
We've got like 113
subscribers on YouTube.
Well, there you go.
Hey, and that custom URL.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, it was, we just started it out as a Q&A and sometimes would have just friends on to join us and, you know, spend some time with them. And then after that, we decided to make it more of a podcast formula and we changed it to Behind the Bar. So now we've got friends who own businesses, friends who are in bands, all that sort of stuff coming in and talking to them and just getting to essentially network, but also really make friends because, you know, we're a band that really likes to drink, but we have guests who don't drink. Sure. So, you know, we don't try to force that on them or guilt them for not doing that or anything. And even the sober friends who leave talk about how much fun they had doing our stupid little podcast. So
there you go.
Yeah, we have very non-alcoholic friendly like games to play. On
yeah,
top of
we do like things. Bean Boozled, the spicy and the gross version, or we come up with other stuff. We've got this super spicy popcorn we've still got in the back of our pockets that we're waiting to do like a chubby bunny type game with, where we just see how many pieces we can shove in our mouths before they set off like a volcano.
Okay.
So when are we going to have you down, Kev?
I don't know. Whenever I'm down in Tacoma.
There you go.
Hey, anytime, man. Yeah, you're more than welcome to come down.
Pick a Saturday and let us know.
Okay, so notice how I just totally averted actually committing to doing that.
Of course.
So you guys are all kind of lifers in metal. You've all done your time in metal bands. You're still in Hellas Together. What made you guys want to do a punk band? Are you guys all fans of, you know, punk bands and kind of the less, you know, serious style of music?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, punk, comedy, fun, and the simplicity of kind of what it is.
I mean, for me personally, it's like I was in a band that I have great memories with, but like for 9 years I had to be, you know,
super serious.
Super serious. Yeah. It's like, I don't really want to do that again. So I'm really enjoying just having beers with my buddies, writing stupid songs, and just watching people laugh at some of the stuff we say, you know?
Yeah. I mean, just our love of Gwar especially, you know, because Gwar is all sort of that whole spectrum of metal to punk across their discography, and especially Dave Brocky's history starting, you know, with Death Piggy and DBX. That's a huge influence for us. We actually do a cover of Fat Man from Death Piggy pretty much every show that we play. Yeah. So and that's really fun. We went on tour last year. There was one dude who knew the song ever, and it was when we played the Shredder. And the dude knew every word and was I could see him just yelling every word back at us. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I lost my mind. I was like, dude, go get yourself as many drinks as you want on my
there
channel.
You go. Yeah,
and as fun as it is, like, you know, rocking out on stage and, you know, playing a real heavy metal show and jumping around and having mosh pits and all that, you know, that grand old time, like, it's also fun to just kind of goof off sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really nice to get laughs from an audience. It's almost as satisfying, just in a different kind of way, than seeing like a mosh pit going on during one of our shows.
Well, especially when it's laughs that you want to get.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you suck, but you're trying to be serious. We just we don't care.
Okay, so you mentioned you guys went on tour. Let's talk a little bit about it.
Oh, boy.
I remember Johnny.
Tour is so much fun if you've never been in a band and never gone on tour.
Yeah.
It's just a vacation.
Johnny, I was basically following along with Johnny as he was having a mental breakdown day by day. It was just like... So, like, dude, you know how Pound is absolutely crushing it, you know, right now?
Yeah.
It sounded like the exact opposite of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were getting crushed. It was ridiculous. I definitely did not have the mental fortitude for it at the time. We had a real bad day where we broke down in Nampa, Idaho, on our way to Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was the first time.
That was the first one.
You broke down in Idaho?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got a long ways to go, buddy.
Oh, yeah. And we got to that show as the only other band on the bill was finishing their set.
Yeah. Oh, we had 10 minutes till we had to start loading on the stage.
I was so close. I was in such a piss poor mood that day. It was not pretty. We were having a bad time. We just bought the van. We got it all, you know, we got it looked at and checked out. And then all of the breakdowns we had were sensors and other
electronics,
all stuff like that, that just can't be accounted for.
It was a new van?
No, it was
not
new,
brand new, but yeah, we found it from some dude off OfferUp or Facebook Marketplace or something like that. But it was rough.
How did the shows go?
The shows were incredible.
Nice.
Once
you got to them, right?
Yeah. I mean, really, Salt Lake City was the only negative one, really, because nobody was there. Well, no, I mean, just in terms of like the quality of the show. I mean,
well, I'm just saying, like, I enjoyed
it. Oh yeah,
Salt Lake City was a lot of fun.
I was so angry at Vegas.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Vegas, Frank? Let's go on a Frank rant.
The place is great, and the venue we played out was great.
It was the band that went on before us.
They were like, well, we're going to open. It's like, okay, well, we usually open. That's kind of our shtick, but whatever. You guys are locals.
Yeah.
Show was supposed to start at 10. The guitarist for the band didn't roll until, like, what, 10:30?
10:45, something like that.
They didn't start till 11. And
at least.
We didn't get on till midnight. By the time we started playing, there was, like...
I think it was even later than midnight. Maybe. I don't think we were loading onto the stage until midnight.
I lost track
of that. The guitarist was one of those kind of guys where, like, he had a wireless, and he would walk around throughout the whole crowd, and he really wanted you to see
how good he was. Yeah, he would just solo in your face.
So he was just in your face, just shoving his guitar, like, look at me, and just people were just getting up and leaving left and right.
Yeah. Calm down,
so
dude.
We played to probably three or four people, and it was funny. We've got a song, One More Beer, where 95% of the time it gets somebody to buy the three of us a round of beer.
Yeah.
And so some dude went to the bar and got us a round of beer as we were playing the song.
Nice.
And set it on the stage, and then probably 30 seconds later, took them off of the stage. Like, I'm sorry, did you want us to stop playing the song and, like, grab the beers and drink them and then continue the song?
I think,
like,
that's what he wanted.
Because that's not how that works. We thank you for them after the song, and then we give you a punch on your Fishy Mushroom loyalty rewards card. And, you know, we go on our merry way with the set, you know? But yeah, Vegas was rough, but the first two shows that we did, we played Eastern Washington. We played in the back of a record thrift shop called Old Schools.
Nice.
In Ellensburg.
Yeah.
And that was crazy. We played at the end of the open mic night that they do there. And so, you know, it was anywhere from a bunch of teenagers / kids who are there for college because it's a college town, mm-hmm. to some of the older crowd who's there playing some country western covers and all of that cool stuff.
Don't forget the poets.
Yeah, the poets. the college kids, yeah.
Yeah.
But as soon as we started setting up and playing and checking everything, the older people left, but those college high school kids, they loved the hell out of us. I mean, we have never gotten that positive of a response from
a crowd
in our lives. Oh, yeah. It was the best.
Well, and this is crazy because this is following the day before was when we had our first festival, Fishy Fest, last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we had that all-day festival, got up in the morning, and then drove to Ellensburg to play this show. we are all massively hungover. And there's no bar in there because it's this old like school little thrift shop place.
And it was like a Sunday or something. It was, yeah, Sunday. It was Sunday, so Sunday everything, night, yeah, was, everything closed. Was closed.
The vibes were off.
Don't try to go to Ellensburg and do anything on a Sunday. Yeah. There is nothing to do.
Except going to old schools.
Yeah, except going to old schools.
So I kind of buried the lead here. We're here to promote Fishy Fest. Fishy, yes, Fest, yeah, number 2. So tell me about Fishy Fest, okay?
Oh, man. We just wanted to put together a festival with a bunch of bands that we like. We don't really care about genre. This year is a lot more metal heavy than it was last year.
Okay.
But that's not really by any sort of, you know,
it's just
purpose.
We said yes first.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we sort of put together a wish list after the first Fishy Fest, and it was just a whole lot of metal.
Give me the rundown. What's the date? What's the venue?
April 1st, the Plaid Pig in Tacoma. Doors are at noon and the show starts at 1.
Wow.
We've got 7 or 8 bands.
Nine bands.
Yeah. There
Let's
we
run
go.
Down them.
So we've got Fishy Mushroom, that's us. We've got Lung Duster. We've got Schmootsoon. We've got Progenitor. We've got Warning Danger. We've got Carnotaurus, okay. Generation Decline, Hangman's Park, and Oxygen Destroyer.
That's
as our closing
lineup.
Headliner.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
That's awesome.
And all
How'd
of that.
How'd you guys get on that?
It's, you know, we know.
We know some guys.
We're really good at opening things. So okay.
Are you guys going to open?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We opened last year.
Nice.
So
we open every show we can. That's
Fishy
kind of
Mushroom
thing.
Always opens.
Why is that?
Including our own festival. We just like to go first. We like to set the bar as low as possible.
I think you like to drink. That's why.
There's that. But it's we like to set our stuff up on stage. No rush. Sound check whenever. Yeah. You know, it just makes it so much easier, especially, you know, we're getting up there in age, at least I am, and, you know, I just can't do it the way I used to, you know?
You don't look a day over 60, dude.
I appreciate that, man. Since I just got my 85th birthday.
Nice.
Thanks.
Fun cool. little fact about Fishy Fest this year, I'm actually filling in for one of the bands since they still don't have a drummer. Go well, figure. Yeah.
What
so,
band?
I'm going to be playing with Carnotaurus at Fishy Fest also.
Nice,
so,
dude. So what is that? How many bands are you in right now?
I'm in 4 right now.
Okay.
But I'm just going to do the one-off fill-in for the boys in Carnotaurus because they were on the lineup last year.
Yep.
But had to drop like super last minute because trying to getting... yep. So
shout out to our guy. People know him from Metal Shop.
Yeah.
People know him from Loud and Local. So.
Oh, yeah. Dude is a badass.
Absolutely, man. Worked with him at a record store, Silver Platters, for many years. Actually, maybe, 2 years. So that's not many years, but, you know. Anyways, let's go into a song, man. We're going to go into a song that really represents the city of Tacoma.
Yes.
We're
going
to go into Tacoma song. So I'm sure you're going to hear this at Fishy Fesh. So tell me about Tacoma song real quick.
You know, it's just, we just want to show our love for our hometown. You know, there's a lot of people that don't like Tacoma, and I don't know why. So we decided we wanted to showcase the awesomeness that is Tacoma in a way that we felt only we could.
Okay.
Yes.
A 2-riff punk song.
A 2-riff punk song. All right. It's Tacoma song, Fishy Mushroom. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
I'm on Tacoma, Tacoma, Tacoma. Cheap.
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fishy Mushroom with Tacoma Song here on Loud and Local, and you can catch that live April 1st at Fishy Fest at the Plaid Pig. Let's go over the bands one more time. Johnny, speed round.
Jeez.
Come on, bud.
Fishy Mushroom, Lung Duster, Schmutzgritter, Warning Danger, Carnotaurus, Generation Decline, Hangman's Park, Oxygen Destroyer.
Good job, nice. Dude. Good
and
job.
You know, nice. The best part about that whole lineup.
Yep.
It's only $20 pre-sale tickets if
nice.
You buy them now. If day of show, $25. You're going to see nine bands, maximum $25. You can't get that anywhere else.
Yeah, that's like $3 a band. Yeah.
Oxygen
crazy.
Destroyer is worth it just on
oh, yeah.
the name
well,
alone.
Exactly.
So. And Generation Decline's incredible, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Bremerton kind of crust punk band. So
oh, yeah.
Really awesome band, so. Awesome, man. Well, again, Fishy Fest, April 1st. So, you know, being that this is a Northwest show, I don't know if you've listened to the show before. I'm assuming
oh,
you
yeah,
probably
absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely.
So I'd like to ask local bands what their favorite Northwest bands of all time are.
Oh, man.
So, Corey, let's start with you, man. I shut you down,
I mean,
Johnny.
Was there still around? Or, local bands?
Yeah, Northwest bands. Yeah, so it could be, you know, anyone in Washington.
Or Portland.
Of all time.
Maybe Portland, too?
I don't know, yeah. I like my band, Ellis.
Especially one band you just went to go see came back from however many years.
Oh yeah, Botch.
Yeah, Botch.
Incredible show.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, those guys are awesome. They're a lot of fun. I don't know, I miss old bands. I miss, like, Unhaloed. God damn it. Dim. Those guys were great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot okay. about those guys.
Yeah. I mean,
I've never even heard of them, so.
Yeah, 2005, 2007.
Frank, what about you?
I mean, since we have them on this show, I'm going to say I've recently been digging Generation Decline.
Yep.
Yeah.
My girlfriend actually got a chance to see them, and she, like, fell in love with them. She bought their tape, and I guess she put the tape in her car, and got eaten.
Yeah.
So I ended up buying her a new tape, but then I downloaded all their stuff and I really, really dig them. Oh, God, they were just in my head, too. I can't remember. I mean, obviously, OD. Oh, Rat King.
Yeah.
Love Rat King.
He's a big Rat King fan.
So amazing. You know, I think more of the, like, underground stuff, man. Just like, you know, like Carnotaurus and like, just a bunch of the bands that are just around here. And yeah. None of Johnny's bands.
Though. None of Johnny's
yeah.
bands. Okay.
None of Johnny's bands.
Fair enough.
No.
Johnny, what about you, man?
Easiest question of my life. The Presidents of the United States of America.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They were my first concert when I was probably 13 years old. Huge influence on just how I played drums and how I write lyrics. And then the heavy stuff, I mean, from the Botch show, hadn't heard of them before, but Denial of Life.
Wearing
yeah.
their hoodie.
Those guys were
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah. I can't see it past the monitor, but yeah, Denial of Life. I mean, I remember seeing you there and just going up
front
to you and being like, am I listening to Power Trip right now? So they were absolutely fantastic. Would love to play shows with them or to have them on Fishy Fest sometime.
Hell yeah.
You know, that would be rad. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, hell yeah. So, right on. Well, they're about to go out on tour too, so.
Oh, snap.
Good
that's
for them.
Rad.
Okay, so you guys really got busy during this pandemic, you know. Aside from the band, how did you guys stay sane personally, you know? How did you guys stay sane during when, you know, bands couldn't play shows and things like that? It's been a really weird couple of years. 3 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the week.
I mean,
yeah, no kidding.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't actually get any time off. Like, whenever everything shut down,
yeah.
My boss called me while I was on vacation in Oregon watching everything shut down
yeah.
and laid me off. So I had the joke of like, how do you get fired on your day off?
Right. Friday, yeah.
And then 1 week later, I guess nobody else wanted to work. So he called me. He's like, hey, do you want to come back to work? I'm like, yeah, sure.
What's your job?
I'm a beverage technician. I work on soda machines.
Okay.
Seattle soda all over the place around here.
Very familiar.
And so pretty much I worked almost the entire time. So I never really got a whole lot of time off.
Yeah.
And then, but you know, the usual, sit at home, play video games and watch movies.
Fair enough. Frank, what about you, man? Worked as well?
I pretty much worked. I did end up losing my job at my old employer April of 2020. And by August of 2020, I had a new job. So, like, for those 4 months, I was getting unemployment and had a severance. So I was just honestly looking for work and going through a half gallon of whiskey every 3 days.
There you go.
That's what kept me going.
Johnny, what about you, man?
Yeah, pretty much the same as Corey, you know, just music, movies, video games, watching a lot of live DVDs just to try to feel like live shows were still happening, even though they weren't, you know. I like to scrounge through half-price books here and there and find a bunch of live DVDs that I don't already have, so those helped a lot. And I mean, we also had Fishy Mushroom started, so a lot of it was getting together when we felt it was all right to get together and working on writing stuff together. So I think starting Fishy Mushroom is another big reason why we were able to get through that first year of COVID, at least with any sort of level of sanity.
So when the world, you know, reopened and everything, it's weird to talk about this in the past, but what was the first show as like a showgoer, not necessarily even as a musician, but as like someone going back into the world? What was the first show where you felt like life is back to normal? This is good.
Oh, geez.
When we played The Pig. When we when the Pig reopened.
Probably,
Their grand reopening. It was just like there were just so many people there, and it was – it was amazing because whenever everything started opening back up, it didn't matter who was playing or what was going on. People just wanted to get out. So everyone was just going to shows. So you had this great, you know, crowd to play with all, you know, for the first, I don't know, 8-9 months before.
Yeah, and then everybody got used to it again. Yeah. But
before they wised up and stopped listening to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that was my thing. Like, I loved it when everything just reopened and there were just so many people going to shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't really pinpoint a specific one for me, but yeah, just being able to get back on stage in general and see people, because we all hadn't been able to see each other for, you know, 2 years or so. So
yeah, seeing a lot of old fans and old friends.
Johnny, you're someone that, you know, I'll see you at so many different shows.
Yeah.
What's your like concert budget, dude?
Oh, geez. So, I mean, you know, the ticket and the parking. So,
and the merch.
You know. Well, so I went to Fit for an Autopsy and I pulled out $100 cash, for merch. And I'm like, I'm not spending any more than this on merch. And I actually walked out of there really only with a Fit for an Autopsy long sleeve. Cause that was really the only that I was like, I gotta leave with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to keep it at like $100.
No, I mean,
but,
per month.
Like, oh, per month. Yeah. I mean, it depends because I've got a carryover budget. So, I mean, you know, I only spent like $60 on shows this month.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll carry over probably an extra $100-$150 to next month.
Nice.
For whatever shows I got going on there.
A couple $100 a month, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Try to keep it about 200.
I gotta start giving you some of my plus ones for Metal Shop guest list.
Oh, man. You'd save me so much money, dude.
Just buy me a soda or something.
Hey, I got you.
So, you know, thinking back to, you know, the times where, you know, things were kind of odd and unsure, and I've been kind of reflecting on this now with the Facebook memories popping up. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
It's like, it's so weird when I was looking at, you know, pictures of that I took of Capitol Hill, just like destitute, just like, it was so odd, right? It was like Resident Evil kind of style. What's an album that you could go to, you know, just put you in a better spot if you were having a crappy day?
I spent most of my time with a lot of Gwar.
There you go.
Gwar playlist. Yeah. I mean, is what
and they're coming to town with Mudvayne and Cold Chamber.
Yeah, yeah. White River.
It's going to be weird to see them outdoors probably during the day.
Yeah.
You want to talk about weird during the pandemic and Resident Evil type stuff. So all of the Facebook buildings that massively sprung up and they put all these office stuff into, well, they had a bunch of soda equipment. So I had to go in and shut them down. Walking through there, they had everything on like half power and shut down, quiet. It was the most eerie thing I had ever been through in my entire life.
Wow.
Just walking through. Yeah, I felt like I was in just some apocalyptic video game.
Wild. Frank, what about you?
I mean,
an album you could go to on a crappy day.
My go-to album is and has been since 2000, The Crown's Death Race King.
Yeah.
That
got put into the Decibel Hall of Fame.
I saw that, man, and it's well-deserved.
Yeah, that's an incredible album.
Amazing, front to back.
Death and Roll, baby.
All killer, no filler. That to me is like the penultimate album, and anytime I'm having a crappy day, I throw that on, and like by executioner, I'm like, it's not so bad.
Right. That's awesome. Right on. And Johnny, what about you? Oh, wait, no, we don't have any time for you, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, no, that
I'm
tracks.
Just kidding. Johnny, what do you got? What do you got?
I mean, there's one go-to song that always gets me going, just the one song, Executioner's Tax.
By Power Trip.
Power Trip.
Yep. Wearing a Power Trip shirt now. I'm actually wearing a Power Trip shirt underneath a Denial of Life hoodie. So
oh, nice.
Very fitting. R.I.P. Riley Gale.
And then any Black Dahlia Murder album. I mean,
R.I.P. Trevor Sternad.
Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah. I'm still really thankful you let me be a part of that memorial tribute broadcast that you did for him. Because
absolutely, man.
They're back, and Brian Eschbach took over on vocals, and Ryan Knight is back on guitar, and Terror, and I've got tickets to the Seattle, Portland, and Vancouver, BC date. So.
Wow. That's crazy.
There goes your monthly budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Well, he's planning on that one for a while. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Black Dahlia Murder, I think, was actually the first big show I went to out of the pandemic. It was a sold-out Black Dahlia Murder show at El Corazon with Undeath, and it was just like...
I was at that one also. That was
No shows for like a year to sold-out El Corazon. It's like, it was like shock.
Yeah.
Like, okay, someone's getting sick tonight.
Yeah.
Guys, okay, so Fishy Mushroom or Fishy Fest again is going down April 1st at the Plaid Pig, and a bunch of different bands, eight different bands, right? Or
yeah,
nine.
We also do eight a different live bands Q&A and a raffle while we're there.
Oh yeah, we are going to have that raffle.
Yeah.
Somebody actually just decided to donate a ticket to Wolves in the Throne Room.
Yeah, and Holder.
With Holder, at
Numos.
Numos.
Yep.
So that's going to be a ticket or a prize for the raffle there up for grabs. I don't know what we've got the price set for tickets, but
that's probably it's $2 for one, $3 for five.
Yeah,
that's what we did last year.
Something like that. But so if you want to take part in the raffle, show up. Just be present for the listed time for the raffle because we're only going to be handing out the gifts. You know, the raffle prizes physically.
Must be present to win.
Yeah, must be present to win. It's just too complicated for the three of us to organize,
keep track
mailing out and keeping track of because we're too drunk and stupid for that.
Especially
so.
If that's like 7 hours in when we do it.
Yeah.
Right on. Guys, again, Fishy Fest going down to April 1st at Plaid Pig. It's coming weekend. Get your tickets, and it's only $20 for 9 bands. Guys, before we go, what's the best way to support you guys aside from, going up to Fishy Fest? If people can't make it out to the show, follow you guys on social media and whatnot?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Social media, YouTube. Bandcamp.
We've got Instagram, TikTok. We do a video series specifically on TikTok, New Bottle Day.
Cool.
Pretty much every couple of weeks, we get a new bottle of liquor, and we give a first reaction to that new bottle. Our theme this year is around the world, so we're doing as many countries around the world as we can this year. And I mean, we've done France and Canada, and
Norway, Ireland, America.
Yeah, thanks. We got that out of the way quick.
Nice.
Right on.
Yeah, just find us anywhere.
You can pretty much Google us and we almost pop right up.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, there's a band called
Spotify, Bandcamp. I mean, if you want to buy our music for some reason, Bandcamp, you can buy it digital, and we've also got a link to order the physical through Kunaki, which is where we get our CDs printed through. So, that's pretty much all the good ways.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay, right on. Again, Fishy Fest the Plaid Pig. We're going to go into a song called Farmer Dave. Frank?
Why did we choose this one?
Because it's the one that's got the edits on it.
Frank, it's your turn. So if you've listened to the show, what we do now is you're going to introduce this in the most cheesy Morning Zoo radio way possible. So I want you to be over the top. You got to just remember the band. And you're listening to Loud and Local or something like that. In some, mention Loud and Local, KSW, whatever you want to do. Just be over the top and try not to be too good and take my job.
Trust me, that's not going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to Loud and Local here on KISW. This is Frank, and we're about to listen to a new band called Fishy Mushroom. They've got this great song about this friend of theirs, apparently, who owns a farm, and you're going to go ahead and listen to some farm animals, and it's called Farmer Dave.
Let's go.
All right, boys and girls, y'all know what time it is. It's time to go on down to Farmer Dave's.
Well, Farmer Dave was on his land, checking out his stock. He had chicken cows, rabbit cows, and even had a hawk. There were pigs and hens and horses too, it was a friendly lot. Every day they played and danced and sang and smoked a lot of pot. Dave always had a blast and a smile on his face. His farm was always known.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.